Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry designed for you to fail.
All right, it's just you and I this episode. No guests, no interviews, nobody but me. I decided I wanted to do this because this is something that's been bothering me for a while. It's something that I see a lot. It's something that we talk about a lot, not only on this podcast, but on my friend's podcast, like Jessica's Persuasion Pitch. And I see it a lot in a lot of YouTube videos, and I see it a lot in the groups and people talking about these and sharing these things. And oftentimes these things are used as proof that multi-level marketing is a scam. And so I sort of just wanted to take this very simple document and break it down and dissect it and look at just the numbers from a numbers perspective. And here's the thing, like, I am not a numbers person. I'm sure you guys have heard me say that before. I feel like I probably have some undiagnosed dyscalculia, which is like dyslexia, but with numbers, because honestly, I don't even know my own phone number sometimes. It's rough, and numbers always get mixed up for me. And so this was not only difficult, but was also sort of frustrating. But I double checked everything, and I went back and I had a friend look at it as well. And this information is correct. And I will give you my sources as well. So if you want to double check my work and come up with the exact same numbers, you are more than welcome to do that. I know that these are right because they're all very similar. And I know that these are right because it falls into line with everybody else's research. So when I saw those numbers, I was like, oh, I did the math correctly. So what we're going to be talking about today are income disclosure statements, or IDS. So I'll probably call it an IDS or an income disclosure, whatever, but that's what we're talking about today. So I wanted to just look into them and say, I wonder what it would be, you know, because they say, oh, corporate America is a pyramid, or oh, job is just over broke, or oh, I don't want to work for this, I don't want to be a slave to the man, or I don't want to work for a corporation, or oh, I want to work more than minimum wage. I want to be my own boss and determine how much income I can make. And these opportunities have unlimited earnings and income potential, blah, 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 blah. Most of that stuff we've already debunked on this podcast. If this is your first episode, you might want to go back a couple. anyway, so what I decided to do was I was like, I'm just going to look at income disclosure statements. I'm going to find a good sampling of income disclosure statements. I am going to find the average earnings of the average person, find the average between all of the instances that I found to find a solid average number. Again, we are working with averages here. Find the average of the years I found on the average consultant. And when I say average, I'm doing the one that has the most percentage of people in it, because that's where most of these people are at. So that's the number on the IDS that I am looking at, is the average earnings of the majority of the people in these multi-level marketing companies. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to write down a couple that maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't heard of. Most of these, I believe, people have heard of. I'm going to spout them off right now, and then we're going to go through it, okay? So the companies, I hate using that word, the scams that I decided to look into and their income disclosure statement. And again, there was a lot that I couldn't get into because a lot of these companies didn't even have them, or I could only find one, or I could only find other people's research on the income disclosure statements that weren't even from the company. They were from people that had done individual research on their own. So those are the numbers that I found. I did Herbalife, World Ventures, It Works, Monet, Arbonne, Beachbody, Lime Life, Rodan and Fields, Young Living, Beauty Counter, Plexus, Melaleuca, Amway, and Prepaid Legal or Legal Shield. It's the same one. So those are the ones that I looked at. It's very interesting what I found. And I will tell you the best opportunity to join out of these as well, if you're really looking to make the big bucks. So the first one I came across was Herbalife. It was really, really difficult to find any current IDS for Herbalife. Most of the ones that I found were in the early 2010s. I got these numbers from 2011, 2012, and 2013. And the average that an Herbalife rep makes yearly is $497. So that's the average of all the averages. In World Ventures, I looked at 2009, 2012, and 2016. Again, those were the ones I could find. And we come to the conclusion that the average a World Ventures consultant or whatever they're called make is $174.90 a year. These are all annual figures, by the way. We'll break it down to monthly and hourly and all that as well. But right now we're just working on the annual number. So It Works was monthly. I looked at income disclosure statements from 2016, 2018, and 2019 and came to the conclusion that It Works distributors on average make $48.67 a month. Monate, was the same monthly. I looked at income disclosure statements from 2017, 2018, and 2019, and Monate distributors make roughly $129.72 a month. Arbonne was annual. I looked at 2013, 2017, and 2018, and I got $778 a year for an Arbonne consultant. Beachbody was also annual. We looked at 2016, 2017, 2018, $406 a year. LimeLife, I could only find 2018. I'm not sure. I looked up a lot of things and I could not find anything other than LimeLife's 2018 income disclosure. If you guys can find anything, I can definitely edit these numbers. I don't think they're going to change that much, but monthly they make about $49.49 a month. And that was in 2018. Rodan and Fields, I looked at 2013, 2014, 2015. Came to the conclusion that they make $776 a year. Young Living, this was fun. This was monthly. And we looked at 2013, 2016, and 2019. I don't know why I say we. It's just me. So when I say we, I'm probably talking about the mouse in my pocket. I have absolutely no idea why I use the word we. Maybe it's we as a collective movement. I have a very hard time giving myself credit. So Young Living, monthly, their reps earn $29.33 a month. Beauty Counter, and this was another annual figure. I found three income disclosure statements, but one I could not find a year on. So I have 2017, 2019, and a question mark. And the average yearly income for a Beauty Counter rep is roughly $825.67. Plexus, I could only find two, oddly enough, 2014 and 2016, bringing that figure to roughly $373.50 a year. Melaleuca, you know, the one that's not an MLM, the one that claims to be a shop club. It's an MLM. It's not a shop club. I mean, it is a shop club, but it's an MLM shop club. It's definitely an MLM. Please stop listening to those people that are trying to recruit you into their MLM by being really scammy and predatory and saying, join this MLM because it's totally not an MLM when it totally is. So stay away from that one. Anyway, 2016 and 2017 was literally all I could find. But the weird thing with Melaleuca is they have so many ranks. It was very confusing. And in that first rank, which is where everybody is, there was actually like a rank one, a rank two, and a rank three within that first rank. And so annually, what I found, because I only found 2016 and 2017, and again, it showed all three of those numbers for the first rank. So annually, if you're in that first rank where most people are, you can either make $93 a year, $241.50 a year, or $552.50 a year. I'm not sure how that breaks down or like why there's three levels in that first level. If you're in Melaleuca or you were in Melaleuca, like hit me up and tell me because I have absolutely no idea why this is. And then we have Legal Shield. I could only find 2019 for Legal Shield. And I looked up prepaid legal as well. they changed their name after the whole Jody Arias and Travis Alexander murder. And so I did go back and I looked for prepaid legal, but I couldn't find anything prepaid legal. And I could only find the 2019 income disclosure statement, which says that their reps earned $459 annually. So not a lot. So really the scammiest one that bothered me the most. And I couldn't find this information anywhere. And I even had to go to their official website and look up this income disclosure statement. And it still said the same thing was Amway. So Amway actually doesn't put any income disclosure statement information for anybody that's below the 50% mark. So everybody below the 50% mark, like, just doesn't exist on the income disclosure statement, which is where the majority of the people are. At the levels above, where it's 50% and above, they make $2,400 a year on average. So that's at the mid mark. I'm not sure what the average normal Amway consultant makes, aside from zero, because that's what I found was zero. I think that's kind of a disservice to people wanting to join that company by just not even providing that information. And to me, that's a massive red flag. But we know that Amway already has a lot of red flags and are sort of have a finger in every single person's pie in the MLM world. So I wasn't totally surprised that Amway's income disclosure statement was as scammy as it was, but you know. So then what I did was I took that annual number and I divided it by 12 months, okay? Because there's 12 months in a year. I hope that math is still checking out. So then I got that number. So that's how much they make monthly, right? So then I took that monthly number and I divided it by, I was being fair. Most multi-level marketing companies do claim that this is not a full-time job and not a full-time income, and it is a hobby or side hustle, or, you know, you're joining for just a couple hundred extra dollars a month. So I erred on the side of caution and I gave them the benefit of the doubt. And I determined this hourly wage based on a 20-hour work week, which is a part-time job, which is what LuLaRoe said. You know, full-time income for part-time work. We're going off a 20-hour work week, which is the standard part-time work week in the United States. That's what I know. That's what we're going off of. So then I took that monthly number and I divided it by 20 hours. Oops, real quick. While I was editing this, I misspoke. I just heard it, so I wanted to pop in here and really quickly correct myself. I just said 20 hours a month. What I meant was 20 hours a week for 4 weeks, so 80 hours a month for part-time. Anyway, let's continue. So that's 20 hours in a week, right? That's how I found that number. If that's wrong, please somebody message me and tell me that it's wrong and I will fix it. But it doesn't seem wrong. Also, I want to let you know that because Huns do work 24/7 every single day, whenever they want, in between the cracks of life, I did decide that I was going to figure out how many hours a day they would be working based on a 7-hour week, or I'm sorry, based on a 7-day week. So divided 20 hours by 7 days, it's roughly just under 3 hours a day, which, I mean, I put in more than that doing the dishes, I feel, but who knows? Okay, so it ends up being just under 3 hours a day. So I want you to just think about that. This is the number you will be making working in your MLM for roughly 3 hours a day based on the average earnings over the span of multiple income disclosure statements that I could find. That is what this hourly rate is based off of. You ready? This is my favorite part. All right. And then I will tell you the best. You know what? I didn't put it in this order, but if you give me a second. Okay. So I'm going to put these in order as I read them from lowest hourly to highest. So bear with me as you listen to my brain work. We're going to start off with that really confusing Melaleuca one. Just to get it out of the way, and also because it is the lowest one in their first tier. Again, I'm not sure how this works, but in the basic Melaleuca, you've got 10 cents an hour for your very basic tier. So congratulations, Melaleuca, for being the MLM that pays the least at 10 cents an hour. Congratulations. All right, the next one we have is World Ventures at 18 cents an hour. Congratulations, you are number two. This is amazing. Let's see, what's next? Some of these numbers are incredibly low, but this one's slightly lower. So we're going to go with Young Living next. Young Living pays their reps 37 cents an hour. Incredible, incredible. Give yourself a round of applause and a pat on the back. Oh, incredible. Then being just a little more profitable than Young Living is Plexus with 39 cents an hour. Oh, bravo, Plexus. Bravo. Next, we have, let's see, oh, right here, 42 cents an hour coming in hot with Beachbody. Ooh, all those Beachbody coaches making 42 cents an hour. Girl, give it up. Here we go. Let's see. The next one. The next one at 48 cents an hour is Legal Shield at 48 cents an hour. Good job, Legal Shield. Woo! 48 cents an hour. That is just really incredible. Let's see. The next one we have here is Herbalife. Herbalife, of course, I knew you would be here with 52 cents an hour, Herbalife. That is absolutely incredible at 52 cents an hour. You really are just beyond. We also passed the second Melaleuca level, which is 25 cents an hour. And then the third Melaleuca goes right in after Herbalife at 58 cents an hour. So I really don't understand how that works, but yay, 58 cents an hour. Melaleuca, that's your highest paying. That's incredible. 58 cents an hour. Then we go to, okay. So the next one is It Works with 61 cents an hour. Woo, 61 cents an hour, but do not be fooled because Lime Life is coming in hot right behind with a penny more at 62 cents an hour. So we're going to go ahead and give Lime Life a round of applause as well, because that is really just incredible. Let's see what else. All right. So we have our next one. It's a tie. It's a tie between Arbon and Rodan and Fields at 81 cents an hour. Good job, ladies. Good job. Hey, women-owned businesses giving us that higher pay. I mean, we've been asking for it. So 81 cents an hour, that's incredible. I'm going to have to give you a gigantic standing ovation for this one, because really, really, it's incredible. But don't be fooled, because Beauty Counter is right behind them with 86 cents an hour. Good job, Beauty Counter. Let's give them a round of applause. I hope you guys are clapping with me, because these achievements are just so incredible that these companies, I'm sorry, these scams really do deserve this praise here. So the last one, and I think I hit them all. I hopefully hit them all. If I didn't, I'm making an infographic of all of this. So it will be on Instagram. So you can actually just follow along with me and look at all of this on Instagram if you have questions. And obviously I'll put my all of my sources for the information that I'm sharing in the show notes, so you can also do your due diligence and double check my research and make sure that I'm not scamming you. Though I feel like if you're listening to this, you already know that. So the last two that are left are the best ones to join. Now, I will say that one of them is Amway, and that is only because it is the top 50% and up. And so Amway is technically the winner here with $2.50 an hour. But again, like I said, that's only for the top 50%. I do not know what the bottom 50% make, but it's less than $2.50. So somewhere between $0 and $2.50 an hour with Amway for the lesser tiers. Again, the information is not out there, and so I could not find it. But in terms of income disclosure statements I could find, I will say that the best MLM to join, if you're really in it for the money, is Monate. And that's because with their information on their income disclosure statement, Monate shampoo slingers make roughly $1.62 an hour. which is the highest. $1.62 an hour was the highest number that I got out of any of these companies. And I looked up 14 different MLMs. I could have done it for all of them that I could find. But again, like I said, the income disclosure statements were really difficult to find. So I really sort of let my Google search guide me on these when I started saying, oh my gosh, I'm seeing so many Arbon income disclosure statements. Okay, I'm going to do Arbon. That's sort of how that came along, because even the ones I was looking for, like, I couldn't find. I wanted to do a couple more and I just couldn't find anything on them. Yeah, Monate. Good job. $1.62. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not clap for Monet. And that is a really big one. $1.62 is a lot. So we're going to really a little moment of silence and then a round of applause. Good job, Monet. Good job. So the other thing I wanted to talk about, aside from that, because now we know what multi-level marketing makes hourly, because we broke it down, we did the math. We have those figures, we have those numbers, and that again is based off of the numbers that the company themselves provide. So I didn't make any of this stuff up. I use the numbers that I was given from the company's income disclosure statements that they present as their income opportunity. So those are the numbers I used. So don't come after me saying, I make more than that. These are the average numbers, and this is what the average person makes based on the numbers your company gave me. So take it up with your company instead. Anyway, because we know that the best hourly rate that MLM had to offer in my research was $1.62. So we're going to use that as the basis of the best. I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt here. That's the best that we could get in MLM for hourly. So here's some interesting stuff. Minimum wage, the average, and this has been the average since 2009, which is kind of disappointing, I guess. I mean, I haven't had minimum wage for a really long time. And this is what I was getting at my jobs even before 2009. I mean, this was like 1999. I was making like $7 an hour working as a dance teacher at a dance studio. So it hasn't really changed much in the last 20 so years, unfortunately. But the current minimum wage average in the United States is $7.25. And that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother podcast, because I don't talk about livable wage and things like that. I am talking about it as it compares to multi-level marketing, which is why I'm even talking about it at all. And, you know, there was something that Savvy brought up in our Ponzinomics interview that I thought was really brilliant as well. And it's like the problems that people have and the reasons that they join multi-level marketing exist and haven't been changed and haven't been fixed. And these low minimum wages and these low hourly wages and these low living wages are the reason that people even think they need a side hustle to begin with. All right, so now that we know what MLMs make hourly, I'm gonna talk about what normal jobs make hourly and yearly and all of these things, because MLM people and the Huns, they love to tell me that jobs are for, you know, people that are happy living paycheck to paycheck and people that don't want anything better for themselves and people that, you know, don't have entrepreneurial spirit or things like that. You know, I mean, it's all the bullshit. It's all the same. We've all heard it. Like, it's, you can predict it at this point. So what I decided to do is I wanted to look up what the minimum wage was, just so. So, like I was saying, the average minimum wage in the US is $7.25. That's the baseline. So then I thought, okay, well, what are some of the lowest paying jobs in the United States? So we could get a basis on what the lowest paying jobs are, right? I want to see what that is. So I'm going to do this. This is also based on a $7.25 hourly wage, which again is already $6 more an hour than any of the MLMs we've been able to find so far, roughly. I know that that math is off. Don't come for me. So these are some of the lowest paid jobs in America. Unfortunately, this is horrible. This made me so sad doing this research. I was like, I can't believe that I even have to do this at all, but here we go. So some of the lowest paid jobs in America, dishwashers, hostesses, people that work in fast food industries roughly make about $24,000 a year. So like I say, and like I've said, so it's even better, you know, for someone to go work at a place like McDonald's, where you have a guaranteed hourly wage, where you have workers' comp, where you're getting your, you know, paying into Social Security, you're paying your taxes, you're setting things aside. Sometimes companies, and not necessarily McDonald's, but sometimes companies even have stock options or 401k contributions and things like that. Again, these sort of benefits, health benefits, paid time off, sick pay, things like this, those are not existent in multi-level marketing. So on top of the $24,000 a year you'll make working at McDonald's or somewhere similar like that, or washing dishes at a restaurant, or being a hostess at a restaurant, you're getting additional benefits on top of that. The next one came in, and these I just rounded up to the nearest whole number. Cleaning services like maids, things like that, people that come in and are detailing things for you and cleaning things for you. Cleaning services come to about $26,000 a year. People that work in childcare, like working at a preschool or running a daycare, make also about $26,000 a year. So, I mean, those are the quote unquote lowest paying jobs, and they still are making so much more than multi-level marketing. So then I started looking like, wow, like $24,000 a year, that doesn't seem like a ton. What is the living wage in the United States? Like what are we striving for as a living wage? And so in 2020, the poverty level was about $26,200 income for a family of four. That's the poverty level. The family of four bringing in $26,200 a year. Anything that's over and greater than the poverty level is what's called a livable wage, which I was like, I'm sorry, what? Slightly over poverty is living wage. I don't have a podcast or advocacy about fair wages and livable wages and minimum wage and things like that. So these are not things that really ever cross my path unless it deals with multi-level marketing. And sometimes, you know, it's like, I know it's bad, but sometimes when you do the research and you look at the numbers and you're looking at that calculator going, did I put in the numbers wrong? It's just kind of sad. So it made me sad to even do this research. But roughly, if we were to pay a livable wage, that would roughly be about $12.60 an hour full time. And so you can see right there that, I mean, multi-level marketing is 10 times below that, even at its highest paid hourly wage. Multi-level marketing is 10 times below minimum wage is shocking to me. You know, like Monate, whatever. We learned that it was $1.62, and at $12.60, it's just slightly under 10 times that, but still, like, you'd have to have 10 Monate businesses going simultaneously to make the same amount hourly, again, based on the numbers your company provided, based on the numbers that the internet gave me on what's going on. You'd have to have 10 Monate side hustles all doing the same amount to have the set. Like, it's crazy. I just want people to understand that. You know, it's like when I talk about exponential math and it's like, whoa, that's mathematically impossible. These just, it's crazy. It's mind-boggling to me. So then I wanted to see how much on terms of like prison labor, because I was talking to my friend and they were like, when I was telling them these numbers, they were like, man, like, I feel like you'd make more being in prison. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to look up prison wages. Because again, that's, you talk about these like industrialized for-profit prisons and people say like, you know, it's basically legalized slave labor. I'm not getting into that discussion either. That is just what I have heard and what people claim and what people say. So based on that, I just wanted to say that in 2011, prison labor paid between 23 cents and $1.15 an hour. So not nearly as much as you would make selling Monate, but better than like most of the other ones, better than World Ventures, better than Melaleuca, better than Plexus, better than Lime Life, better than Beachbody, better than Herbalife. I mean, that is very surprising to me that prison wages are higher than the majority of multi-level marketing wages. And then another thing that I found while I was doing this research into prison labor and prison wages is that in California here, because we deal with so many wildfires, we have these wildfire conservation camps where they actually employ prisoners to fight fires. And those prisoners get $1.45 a day, which is, you know, right on par with multi-level marketing. I mean, multi-level marketing is pretty much paying the same hourly as prison labor is paid. Please understand that. Please listen to that. Multi-level marketing pays the same hourly as prison labor. Let that sink in. It goes right along with everything that we talk about on this podcast. Right along, working for nothing, being a slave to your business, being told, well, you just got to put in the hours and eventually it'll start paying off. No, it won't. It's not going to pay off. It's horrible. It's insidious. And it's not cool at all. You know, so then I'm looking at this livable wage and I thought, what does it cost to live comfortably? Okay. And that's where you're not living paycheck to paycheck, where you don't have that stress of where's my next dollar coming from? Where's my next meal coming from? Again, it's heartbreaking that people even have to deal with these emotions. I've been there. I know many of you listening have been there as well, worried about money. And so the whole reason we joined multi-level marketing in the first place, right? So I look up the comfortable living, a living comfortably wage in the United States. And as of this year, 2021, the quote unquote living comfortably average is $67,690 a year. That's to live comfortably. That's the average. Now, I found this website that broke it down per state. So that's the national average. I know that that is not the average where I live in California. And it might not be the average where you live somewhere either, but that is the national average. You know, we're talking about averages today, so we're going with the averages. But I will post the link to that article in the show notes if you want to see what your state's comfortable living wage is and where you're at on there and you know, how you compare. I will say that the lowest living comfortably number is in Mississippi, with $58,000 a year to live comfortably. And the highest is in Hawaii with $136,000 a year. And they also noted that New York and California were also on the high side. And I think every single person that lives in New York and California and Hawaii right now are shaking their heads going, uh-huh, yeah, yep, it's expensive to live here. So this website was really interesting because it told you not only like the living comfortably wage, but like what the median house price is and sort of like the median and average numbers for a lot of different things in your state. So I thought it was really interesting. I don't have the time to go through all 50 states, but I will put that in the show notes if you are interested and you can check out and see where you fit on that, you know, on that page, where you're at. I'm interested. I'm going to have to do that too. I know I'm way below living comfortably at this moment, but that's okay. And then the other thing I wanted to say, and this is really more of a thank you to you guys. But you know that little ad you hear where I talk about how awesome Anchor is in the middle of all my podcasts? So that's one way that I monetize this podcast, because I've been in this industry for almost 4 years speaking out against multi-level marketing, and I've never once tried to monetize. I've always wanted to make sure that my information was free, and the platforms that I used, like Instagram and Facebook, don't really monetize unless you have like a ton of viewers or a ton of followers. And this is such a niche market, and especially my advocacy being compassion-based is also very niche and very small. There just really wasn't any way for me to monetize in like a moral and ethical way that like didn't make me feel scammy. And so when I started this podcast and I had the opportunity to talk about Anchor, because I do love it, I'm using it right now. It's really easy to use if you guys want to start a podcast, not to throw another Anchor ad in here or anything like that, but it really is a great program that I use and I like. Thanks to you guys and our 4,000 downloads, I've made roughly $40 in a month. A little over a month, but not enough to not round it to a month. So I've made about $40 in a month, which is $2 an hour at part-time. Based on our formula we've been using all day, that means I make $2 an hour on this podcast. Probably even more, because I don't even know if I put 20 hours a week into it. I probably put, I don't know, 5 or 6 maybe, in between being a single mom and working and trying to figure out my next steps in life. So I've made more money on this podcast than the average multi-level marketing consultant makes in their business. So that's just food for thought. Like it hasn't really cost me anything to do this other than buying my microphone, which I bought when I did my other podcast. So I'm not even going to say that that's an expense for this one. My expenses on this, other than buying myself a new computer for my birthday, but I'm going to call that a gift. I'm not going to say that that was a business expense for me. I'm going to call that a gift. That I'm $0 into this podcast. I didn't have to spend $99 to join. I didn't have to pay any sort of monthly fee. I don't have to recruit anybody else. If you want to make a podcast, I will listen to it. If you don't want to make a podcast, that's okay too. It doesn't affect my podcast at all. There is no recruitment that I have to do. I'm not hustling every day, commenting in every single person, listen to my podcast, you know? I bring it up when it's appropriate in anti-MLM groups, when people are asking for recommendations or people recognize me, which is so funny. I love when you guys go, oh my gosh, it's you. But also it's so like, oh my God, I can't believe somebody just recognized me. So I love it. And I also am sort of, I don't want to say it's like, it's kind of embarrassing, but like in a good way. Does that make sense? So I do love it when you guys see me and you go, oh my God, I listened to your podcast. And then a bunch of other people are like, wait, what? You have a podcast? And so those are the sort of the threads that I'll be like, yeah, it's called Life After MLM. I would love for you to support and listen. So that's what I do. So I'm not horribly self-promoting. I'm not using every single waking hour of my day to do things for my business. So this business, which I guess I'm making money, so it's technically a business now, has been very easy for me and profitable and fun. And I don't have an upline that yells at me, and I'm not stressed out that I have to do things. I enjoy doing it. I've made a little bit of money. If you want to buy me a taco, you can totally hop on my buy me a coffee and send me $5 for a taco. And I'll buy a taco and I will post a picture of me eating it on Instagram. If that's what you really want, I will do that. but you know, I thought that was an interesting thing. You know, I make really good money when I'm in the salon. I've been doing it for 20 years. It took me a year to get my license and then many more years to figure out what I was doing. But I've been doing it for 20 years and I make a decent wage when I work. COVID sort of screwed me over a bit. And I'm rebuilding my business after COVID. But, you know, at my peak, I make a decent wage that I'm able to pay my bills and take care of my daughter. And you know, I want people to understand that there are other options to make money that don't require you having to spend a lot or sell your soul or alienate your friends or harass people constantly. These wages that we discovered are pennies. They're pennies. And that does not include expenses. None of those hourly figures that I came up with for those companies include expenses. There are a lot of expenses. So after everything we've learned today about the livable wage, about a comfortable living wage, about minimum wage, about prison labor wage, and about the numbers that MLM report to be what their reps are using, when we break it down hourly, it's not any better than prison labor. You tell me that I'm a slave to my job, but I just did the numbers and it seems like you're the actual slave at this point. And that's horrible. And I wish people could see that. I wish people could for 1 second step out of their MLM fog and realize that I'm not a hater. I'm quite the opposite. I'm a lover. That's why I'm doing this. Doing this is cathartic for me. But also, I think it's important information that's really hard to find. And MLMs are intentionally confusing because they don't want you to go deeper because they know what you'll find. And so, you know, I take that upon myself to do those deep dives and to decide that, hey, this is information that people need to know. This is information that needs to be out there. I'm going to make infographics with all of these hourly wages. They'll be on the Instagram. Most likely, they're already on the Instagram right now. I haven't done it yet because, you know, all of these screenshots of the websites that I talked about will be in the show notes on the Instagram show notes post. So if you want to look, you can go on Life After MLM Podcast on Instagram. We have all of our show notes up in galleries. So you can just click the episode and scroll through it and follow along with us and see all of this information. And then all of my sources and everything that I find, I always put in the show notes of the podcast so that you're able to click those and do your due diligence as well. I know I said that, but I like to reiterate some things for people. I will say, you know, I've been going through a lot of stuff personally. This is me being real really quick. I've been going through a lot of stuff personally the last year. I'm going through a divorce. I think that's probably the first time I've publicly said that. I just want to be real with you guys. So my divorce is not because of MLM. We are just two very different people and don't bring out the best in each other anymore. So I've been going through that, which is really hard. And, you know, having this podcast has given me something to really focus on and to work on and to move my advocacy forward. I know I've mentioned it before, but I just turned 40. And, you know, the first 40 years of my life, I lived for everybody else. And I decided that the next 40 years of my life, I'm going to live for me. And I'm going to do things that fuel my fire and make me happy. And so this podcast is one of those things. And so I wanted to thank you guys. I know you have no idea. I know I've been your, we talk about this, like the lollipop moment, the Drew Dudley lollipop moment. I'll throw that in the show notes too, but that was something that we talked about in LuLaRoe a lot, this lollipop moment, like that you affected somebody's life in such an insignificant way, like giving them a lollipop, that you changed the complete course of their life and you really ended up being a very significant part of their life without knowing it is the basis of it. But you can watch the TED Talk. It's actually really good. I hate that MLM took it as something to use to recruit. But the intention behind the original message is the same. And I know that I have been a lollipop moment for a lot of you, which I'm not going to cry. If you want to cry, if you want to watch me cry, you can watch the Vice documentary. I'm not going to cry, okay? But I know I've been a lollipop moment for a lot of you guys either hearing this podcast or seeing the documentary or following my advocacy on social media and deciding to leave your multi-level marketing companies, you know, I decided to do this to help 75 women out because that's how many I got in. And I've helped thousands now, which is mind-blowing just alone. Just thinking about that number is really, really humbling and wonderful. And I'm glad that I could be your lollipop moment, but you guys have no idea how your support of this project has become mine. And how, see, I said I wasn't going to do it. Your guys' support, and you know, you're being supportive and wonderful, and you don't even know what I'm going through. So there are definitely some days where it is so hard for me. And one of you messages me and tells me that I changed your life. And it's just really cool. So see, damn it. Okay, no tears have fallen. My eyes just got a little, I'm not crying, it's just raining on my face. You guys have just become my lollipop moment. And again, it's come full circle. And thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for sitting and listening to me yammer on for an hour at a time. I do this for you guys. I do this for me too. Let's not be haste here. I definitely do this for me. This is my therapy. I hope it's yours too. Thank you for letting me be real. Thank you for letting me share the things that I've learned. I hope that you take some of this and you're able to help and educate. We know that we don't shame. We compassionately educate. We understand that sometimes people aren't ready to hear it. Some people aren't willing to listen. And those people just need more time. And as long as you continue with this cohesive message of compassionate, education-based help and resource for these people, they will be there and they will be able to utilize it when they are ready. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you again for everything you guys have done for me. Just by clicking download and hitting play on Sunday mornings. You've really, in a small way now, but I think in a much bigger way in the future, you guys have changed my life. And I just wanted you to know that. So I'll stop being sappy now and we'll end this episode. I hope you learned something about livable wages. I hope you learned something about multi-level marketing, and I hope you take those infographics that I made and that you share them when people start spouting off on this unlimited income opportunity and these really ridiculously high bonus checks that are just recruiting bonuses. And I hope that you use those to say, hey, look, this is what you make an hour. Because maybe somebody sees that and it shocks them back to reality. Continue to fight the good fight. Continue to be better every day. Continue to spread the message of compassion-based education in this movement. And, thank you again. You guys seriously, seriously really are just amazing. So thanks. I'll see you guys next week. Okay, so as I was editing and uploading and working on the show notes and adding in all the descriptions and getting this episode up and ready, I realized that I came across something in my research that I forgot to mention, which I think is kind of important and I should mention it. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read it. It was an article that I found on a pro MLM website when I was looking for the average that someone in MLM would make per year when I was looking up IDSs and trying to find this wage information for this episode. And the article is called, and don't worry, I will link it in the show notes so you can either follow along or read it on your own time, but it's called, What Does an Average MLM or Network Marketing Distributor Make Per Year? Now, I was going to just link it, but I really think that it deserves to be read because it's really just sort of, I don't know, like exactly what you would expect. So without further ado, here goes. Let's read this together. All right. So this author says, I remember getting this question in my first year. I was doing pretty good, but flying by the seat of my pants. The only thing I had going for me was my attitude, because my knowledge was non-existent. It's not like I wasn't playing with a full deck. I didn't even have a pack. So when a prospect asked me what the average MLM distributor earns per year, I had to think quickly. This was something else I wasn't so good at. Now, I'm not addle-brained, but I did trip over a cordless phone once. Wah, wah. So here I am thinking about this question, and you have to imagine this, how it was. It was after a meeting. We had something going on in a hotel, and the big presentation was over. My upline said, get your guests in a circle and close them. God, that's so predatory. He was talking to a couple of giggling college girls off a ways, so he was as useful as an ashtray on a motorcycle. Wah, wah. I had 5 guests. They were now sitting in a circle with me facing them. I was trying to answer their questions and keep control of the group. As one person was asking me something, the others would lose interest and talk to each other until this question came up. As soon as it came from one of these guest lips, everyone shut up and looked at me. I'm thinking. Then I remember to repeat the question back and use that time to think of an answer. Does anyone else want to know what the average distributor earns an MLM? I ask stupidly. Oh, just great. Now I had everyone's attention, even those not in my circle. 4 or 5 other faces turned our way to listen in. I'm thinking, average distributor, what would they make? Not much here, I think to myself, suppressing a smile. And then it hits me. They're all looking at me, and I say boldly, I don't know what the average MLM distributor earns, but I can tell you here in this company, they don't earn anything. Now everyone is looking at me. Average just doesn't cut it in our company, honestly. If you're thinking average, it won't work here. This is not for average people who want to put in an average effort. Speak to people in an average way, follow up in a very average way, and find other average people like them looking to put in average effort. No, I can tell you right now, this ain't the place for average. Come on, you were here tonight. You saw the people earning above average incomes north of $10,000 per month and some really mega unaverage incomes. That's what you're interested in. Be honest. So for that kind of money, it takes an unaverage effort, a serious commitment, so that we spend our time training you, working with you, and with those you sponsor because we know you made an unaverage commitment to success. So if you're looking for an above average income, you're in the right place. If you want to have an average lifestyle, don't sign up. Just go home. And I passed him our application form with a pen. I signed up 3 out of 5 that night, and another 2 joined that were in someone else's team who had overheard me. It was the next meeting that one of the top people came over to talk to me. He'd been in for a while and was one of the top producers. He took me aside and told me that he liked my answer regarding average distributors. But he told me there is a real answer, and we're not hiding it. Next time, you can tell people the real answer, as well as speak about the difference between an average effort and an above-average effort, he said. He asked me if I had heard of the DSA. Sure, I said. It's the Direct Sellers Association, and our company is a member. We say it in the presentation all the time. That's right, he said. And it's not an easy group to join. Yeah, it is. You just need money. It's pretty exclusive and hard to be a member. I don't know about that. They protect our industry and they protect our customers. again, I'm not so sure about that. The whole reputation is based on them being pretty tough and very forceful when it comes to ethics. Okay. Ooh, okay. So you can take to the bank anything they say because it's researched, verified, and tested. Ooh. I'm sorry. Okay, now let's get to the question that guy asked you about what the average MLM distributor earns. This is the actual answer right from their website. And he showed me a page in his binder. It said, the median gross income for a direct seller is about $2,400 per year or $200 a month. So this is clearly Amway. We learned that already today, right? This figure is consistent with one of the major motivations for getting involved in direct selling, supplemental income. About 8% of direct sellers earn more than 50% a year. Only 8%, you guys, only 8%. Wow, I was blown away. I really had no idea. Here I was promoting the crazy income, sky high $10,000 a month and more. And yet there was clearly a group of people, the majority, who were building a very good part-time income. Remember, I think Amway is what, $2.50 an hour? I was promoting the big money because that's what excited me. I just learned that there was another group of people out there that were seriously in need of an extra $200 or so a month. Just learning the truth about what an average distributor was earning showed me a whole new market for my business, and it opened a lot more doors. So don't forget this valuable lesson. We networkers offer a valuable contribution to those who desperately need part-time income, as well as a vehicle for extraordinary wealth. Let's go out there and show people what we offer and be proud of what we do. Best, David Williams, MLM author. So I just felt like I had to add that. Because that's one of the scammiest things I've ever read. We know it's Amway because Amway was the only one that said they make $24,000 a year. And they claim it's the median, which isn't the average. The median is the middle, not the average. And like we said with the Amway information that we found earlier in the episode, that's 50% and up. So that is the median for Amway is $2,400 a month. $2,400 a year, which was $200 a month. Wow. If that wasn't like one of the most scammy, predatory bullshit things I've ever read, I don't know what is. Anyway, you're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and share with all of your anti-MLM friends as well. See you next time.